All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Beis. We left off Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots, probably about three quarters of the way down the Amud. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship. So today we are going to discuss the Seder in which the Kohanim used to say one of the Birchos Kriya Shema and a bunch of other things in the context of the daily Avoda. The reason that this is going to be brought down here is because one of the Brachos that the Kohanim used to say is one of the Brachos of Kriya Shema. We'll see which one of the Brachos of Kriya Shema it was. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a lot of the Brachos that the Kohanim, or a lot of the Tfilos that the Kohanim would say on a daily basis as the Avoda was being performed. The Gemara in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph is going to talk about, we had mentioned in the Mishnah the concept of brachos, that where the minig is to be marich, it's not proper to be mekatzer, where the minig is to say a short bracha, it's not proper to lengthen the bracha, and you should basically say the bracha the way Chazal intended that we say the bracha. So the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if a person makes a mistake when saying a bracha. So the springboard for the discussion is going to be we're immediately going to segue to Berachas Hanenin, and the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you're holding a glass of wine and you actually think it's a glass of beer. So you start off your bracha intending to say Shahakol, and then you finish Borer Pri HaGafen, or vice versa. And then the Gemara is going to say, what happens if you're davening, and you're davening chakras, and you intend to start saying the bracha of Hamariv Aravim, which is a Mariv, but then you wind up ending with the proper bracha that's from chakras with Yotzer R. So the Gemara is going to talk about whether one is Yotze, the brachos, in that event. And the Gemara then is going to talk about the Mailab saying Emes V'yatzev V'chakras, Emes V'muna by Arvis, again, because these are parts of the Birchos Kriya Shema. And then the Gemara on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph is going to talk, continuing with the discussion of Tefillah, is going to talk and saying the proper brachos and saying the proper things when Chazal tell us to say them, is going to talk about the various additions to Shmon Esrei that we all make during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and whether a person has to be chozer on Shmon Esrei, whether a person has to repeat Shmon Esrei if he forgets certain of those insertions. So we'll see what the Gemara's position is, and it may or may not be different from what our halachic conclusion is. We'll see a Tosfos on that, God willing, when we get to Yud Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara is then going for the rest of the Amud going to talk about the Maila of being embarrassed if one does an Avera, and how that leads to absolute Mechilas Avonos, and that will hopefully take us until the Mishnah all the way at the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. So again, we left off Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots, about three quarters of the way down the page. The first word on the line is Sheba Brachos, and we're going to pick up with the last word on that line. So Tanan Hasam, so we learn as follows. So where's Hasam? So Rashi says it's in Meseches Yuma, where we discuss the whole procedure for the Avoda. So Amar Lahem HaMamuna, so the Mamuna, the Skan Kohen Gadol, says to the Kohanim who are doing the Avoda, Baruchu Ber Bracha Achas, you should say one bracha, bless one bracha, Vein Baruchu, and they would do that. Vikaru, and then they said a bunch of other things, and the things that they said are as follows. They said Aseres HaDibros. They said the Aseres HaDibros. Now, why in the world would the Kohanim say the Aseres HaDibros? And the Ramban explains the reason that they would say the Aseres HaDibros is because the Aseres HaDibros are, if you will, the ikur of all of Judaism. These are our 10 fundamental, the rabbi just spoke recently, they're not commandments, they're dibros, but these are the 10 fundamental utterances, the 10 fundamental statements that all of Judaism is based on. Rav Sadia Gaon says, no, the reason that they would say the Aseres HaDibros is because if they wanted to encapsulate something that includes Kol HaTorah Kula, so what includes Kol HaTorah Kula is the Aseres HaDibros, because everything stems from the Aseres HaDibros. It could all be found or alluded to or based on in the Aseres HaDibros. So they would say this one bracha, and we're going to come back to in the Gemara what this bracha was. They would say the Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Bahayam Shemoa, Vayomer. So they would say the three parashiyas of Kriya Shema, O Baruch Hu Esa'am Gimel Brachos. And then they would be Baruch Hu Esa'am Gimel Brachos. Emes v'yatziv, they would say emes v'yatziv, va'avoda, and they would say ritzei, u'birchas kohanim, and then they would say birchas kohanim as well. So Rashi over here explains what they were doing with all these brachos. The reason that they would say the avoda, which is what we say in Shmona Esrei, the bracha of ritzei, is because they were in the process of doing the avoda. So it makes sense that if they're in the process of doing the avoda, and they have to daven, that they would actually say the avoda, because that's exactly what they were doing. Now, Birchas Kohanim, when it says that they would say the Birchas Kohanim, Rashi says this is Levarech Es Ha'am, that they would do this in order to bench Klal Yisrael. U'bishvar Tfilu L'Hayilam Penai. So Rashi explains why exactly they were saying this very abbreviated, like, sort of synopsis of the tefillah. He says that they didn't have time to say the rest of davening. V'avzman kriya shma lo igia. Now, importantly, this is going to come into play in a couple of lines, but Rashi tells us already now that the zman kriya shma hadn't yet arrived at that time. K'damrinim v'mesechas yuma kore shma im anshe mishmar v'im anshe maimud lo yotze lefi she'anshe mishmar magdimin. So the Gemara tells us that if you read kriya shma at the time when the anshe mishmar, these were the kohanim who were doing the avoda, at the time that those Kohanim did the Avoda, you wouldn't be Yosef, you're a regular guy. Why? Because these Kohanim say Kriya Shema at a time that's earlier than these Man Kriya Shema. And Anshe Maimad, the Maimad were the Yisraelim who would be in the Batei Knesios and saying all this davening and everything, saying this whole Seder while the Avoda was being performed. They wouldn't get up to saying Kriya Shema until later. But the important point for us is that at the time that the Anshe Mishmar were saying Kriya Shema, it was not yet the Zman Kriya Shema for everybody. It was after Alos HaShachar, but it wasn't yet the Lechatchila Zman Kriya Shema. Now, just a second on what this Birchas Kohanim was. So Tosfos over here says at the bottom, Tosfos, Ve'ein Ze Duchen, that this was not Duchening, where the Kohanim get up and they stand in front of the Aron and they bless the Bnei Yisrael. Sharei lo hayu omdim leDuchan ad la'achar aktaras emurim, because they wouldn't ascend to the Duchan until after the aktaras emurim, daminam betainis, shlosh apam aviyam ha-kohanim nosen kapeyem, because the Gemara in Tanis teaches us the three times that the Kohanim Duchan, and this time, very early in the morning, isn't mentioned as one of those times. Vimkein avile lemisne dalet pamim, echos lefnei aktara, ve'echad la'achar aktara. Ella below nesias kapayim amru birchas kohanim kamosh anu omrim, but they would rather say it without duchening. Tosva says, as we say in chutz laretz, whenever we say birchas kohanim in chazaras hashatz, we don't have kohanim going up to the duchen, so that's what they would do. They would just say the psukim yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha, etc., etc., but they wouldn't actually be ole leduchen at that time. Now back in the Gemara, telling us what the Kohanim used to say, u'b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Mosif and Brach Achas L'Mishmar HaYotzei, they would add one bracha for the Mishmar HaYotzei, Rashi points out, because the Mishmaros would switch over on Shabbos. The old Mishmar would go, the new Mishmar would come. The Gemara on Yud Beis is going to tell us what this bracha was. So my Bracha Achas, the first bracha that they used to say, it says in the Gemara, the Mamuna would tell them, say one bracha. They would say that one bracha, then they would say the Asaras HaDibros, then they would say all the three parshias of Kriya Shema. So my bracha achas, what's this bracha? Ki ha, the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi, Barabba, Ekloi, Lohu, Asra, they came to a certain place, Bo Minayu, and they asked these rabbis, my bracha achas, what is this bracha achas that the Kohanim used to say? Lo havi biyadayu, they didn't know the answer. Vasa shailu ila Rav Masna, they asked Rav Masna the question, lo havi biyaday, he didn't know the answer. Asa shailu ila Rav Yuda, amar lohu, achi amar Shmuel. Shmuel says that the bracha that they used to say was Ava Rabba. V'yamar Rav Zreka, in other words, one of the Birchas Kriya Shema. V'yamar Rav Zreka, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. No, that it wasn't Avarabba, it was the Bracha of Yotzer Or, it was the other of the Birchas Kriya Shema that we say in the morning, during Shacharis. Kiyotzer Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Amar Hodu Rav Zreka, Lav Beferish Itmar, Ela Mechola Itmar. Rav Zreka never said explicitly that the Bracha that they used to say was the Bracha of Yotzer Or, we only inferred that it was the Bracha of Yotzer Or. Amar Rav Zreka, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Zos Omeres, from what the Kohanim's practice was, we learn out that brachos ein ma'akvos zu ezu, that the brachos are not ma'akev one another. In other words, that you're supposed to say in Shacharis two brachos before Kriya Shema and one bracha after Kriya Shema. Let's say by Shacharis you only said one bracha before Kriya Shema. Is the fact that you didn't mention the second bracha, does that destroy the fact, does that undo the fact even that you said the first bracha? And Rav Zreka said, From what the Kohanim did, we learn that brachos are not ma'akev one another, because the Kohanim used to say only one of the brachos, and then they would say Kriya Shema. Now, says the Gemara as follows. So, I amrit b'shlama yotzer or avri amri, if the bracha that the Kohanim said was yotzer or, then I have a good raya that brachos ein makva zuazu. Haina the brachos ein makva zuazu, to lo kamri avaraba. Because they said yotzer or, they didn't say avaraba, but then they went and said Kriya Shema. So that teaches me that brachos ein makva zuazu, and after they say one of the two brachos of Kriya Shema, they're allowed to go then say Kriya Shema. But flipping over to Yod Beis and Aleph, Eli Amrit Avaraba Avi Amru, Amri, but if you want to say that the bracha that they said was Avaraba, so my bracha is Ein Makva Zuazu, there's no raya that bracha is Ein Makva Zuazu, Dilma Haidelo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishom Dilo Matazman Yotzer Or. Maybe the reason that they didn't say the bracha of Yotzer Or was simply because it was too early to say Yotzer Or. Because the Tosfos points out, remember Rashi told us at the bottom of Yod Aleph Amid Beis that the Kohanim, the Anshei Mishmor, used to say Kriya Shema very, very early in the morning. That they used to say Kriya Shema before we all say Kriya Shema. So they were saying Kriya Shema after Alos, but before the period of Misha Yakir, and so the bracha of Yotzer Or is appropriate to say only when there's Or. So maybe they were davening before there was Or in the sky, and that's why they didn't say the bracha of Yotzer Or. V'chimatas man Yotzer Or, havi amri. And when the time for Yotzer Or, when the time for saying the bracha of Yotzer Or would come, then they taka would say that bracha. So in other words, Rav Zerika says that the reason that we know that they said the bracha of Yotzer Or is because it was only if they said Yotzer Or that we would learn out from this hanhaga that bracha seina ma'akvos. If the bracha that they said was avaraba, we wouldn't learn out that bracha seina ma'akvos. It could be well that they said Yotzer Or too, but they said it at it during the day after it was already the time for the bracha of Yotzer Or. So says the Gemara, v'i mechlala mai. So this is a phrase that we're used to seeing all throughout Shas, but I guess this is the first time that it appears in Shas. So the Gemara says you're making a distinction between if a statement was said beferish or if a statement was said bichlala, if the statement was said explicitly or if the statement was only inferred. And it's almost as if you're suggesting that it's stronger if the statement was said explicitly, and it's weaker for some reason, it's a weaker formulation if the statement was inferred. So says the Gemara, v'imichlala mai, what's the big deal if it was inferred? Says the Gemara, no, d'imichlala, because if it was only inferred, li'olam avaraba aviamru, I could say that Rav Zerika agrees with the Tanakama, and he holds that the bracha that they used to say was avaraba, v'chimotaz man yotza'or havi amrulei. And when the time for Yotzer Or came, they would say Yotzer Or. I thought in that case, we don't have a raya that brachos ein makva zuazu. Says the Gemara, umay brachos ein makva zuazu, seder abrachos. So what it means when it says brachos ein makva zuazu, it means that the seder abrachos is not ma'akev one another. But however, it might be that the seder abrachos is not ma'akev one another, but the amiras abrachos itself is ma'akev one another. The halacha, we happen to paskin that the Seder HaBrachos is not Ma'akev, and also the Brachos themselves are not Ma'akev, meaning that if you say only one of the two Berchos Kriya Shema, you do get Tzchar for the Bracha that you said. Okay, so this was a Machlokas that we saw, Lagabe, the Bracha Achas that they used to say, Machlokas, whether it was Yotzer or whether it was Avaraba. Next thing they would do is Vekorna Saras Adibros, Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer Emes Vyatsiv Vaavoda Uberchas Kohanim. Good. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Af Pigvulam Bikshu Likros Kain. Also outside the Beis Hamikdash, they wanted to institute this practice of reading the Aseres HaDibros. Ela Shekvar Bitlu Mebnei Tarumas Aminim. But they were Mevatel saying the Aseres HaDibros Pigvulin because of Tarumas Aminim, because the Minim would cast aspersions, and they would say that oh, from the fact that the Jewish people say the Aseres HaDibros every morning, it shows only the Aseres HaDibros is really Torah from Shemayim, and the rest of Torah is not legitimate. And therefore, in order to avoid people making this ridiculous argument, we abandon the practice, Bigvulin, of the people reading of the people reading the Zman Kriya Shma. It happens to be there's another defus of the Gemara, defus Yoshan, where it says not Taruma Saminim, but rather Talmide Yeshu. So that other piece, so that the followers of Jesus and Christianity shouldn't say that only the Aseres Hadibros is the legitimate Torah, but not everything else. This idea of not giving precedence to the Aseres Hadibros, so that people don't think that only the Aseres Hadibros is real Torah, whereas the rest of it is not, comes into play la halacha. Whenever we read the Aseres Hadibros during Kriyas HaTorah, there's twice a year that we read it. So there is a minug that most people have to stand when the Aseres HaDibros is read. But there are Rishonim, the Rambam in particular, who's not very happy with this minug of standing for the Aseres HaDibros, because if you're standing only for the Aseres HaDibros, then it shows that you're giving the Aseres HaDibros some precedence over everything else. And everything, all of Torah is one thing, and Aseres HaDibros is another thing. So that's why the minhag developed that people actually start standing a few psukim before the Aseres HaDibros, and therefore it's not that they're only standing for the Dibros, so you avoid that implication. And Rav Soloveitchik had a famous ha'ara that the only time there's a problem with standing for certain parts of Torah, for certain parts of the Kriya, is if that Kriya is like every other Kriya. But if the Kriya is distinguished from every other Kriya, like our Kriya of Aseres HaDibros, because we read Aseres HaDibros Batam Elyon, not Batam Tachton. So if you ever notice, the Balkore shouldn't be laning the Aseres HaDibros with the trup that's printed in the Chumash, because there's a separate trup in the back, which is Tam Elyon. So because the reading is distinguished by reading it Batam Elyon and not by Tam Tachton, that's enough of a distinction, and therefore we could get away with standing just for the Aseres HaDibros, and we don't have to worry that people are going to infer that only the Aseres HaDibros is legitimate, and the rest of Torah, God forbid, is not legitimate. Okay, so this is a little bit about Aseres HaDibros. Back in the Gemara, Tani Nami Achi, Rav Nosson Omer, Bigbulim, Bikshu Likros, Kein El Shekhar, Bitlam, Mnei Tarum, Esaminim, Rabba Bar Bachana, Sever Lemekvino Besura. He wanted to establish his practice in Surah, Amar Le Rav Chista, Kvar Bitlam, Mnei Tarum, Esaminim. No, it's already, we shouldn't do this because of Tarum, Esaminim. Amemar, Sever Lemekvino Benardo, Amar Le Rav Ashi, Kvar Bitlam, Mnei Tarum, Esaminim. Okay, so not a good practice in Gvulin to say Aseres HaDibros every day. Ubishabbos, we had mentioned on Shabbos that you would add one bracha. Ubishabbos mosif and bracha achas l'mishmar ha-yotzei. So my bracha achas, what was the bracha achas? Omer Rav Chelbo, mishmar ha-yotzei, omer l'mishmar ha-nichnas. The mishmar ha-yotzei would say to the mishmar ha-nichnas, misha shachin eshmo b'bayezeh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yashchin b'neichem ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyes. He should make sure that sense of brotherly love and a sense of camaraderie pervade and envelop you, because the ikur of the kahuna is to make shalom in Klal Yisrael, and therefore the avoda of the kohanim is the vehicle through which we hopefully bring shalom to Klal Yisrael. And if there is no peace, if there's no shalom between the kohanim, obviously there's not going to be shalom in Klal Yisrael. So it's fitting that the Mishmar HaYotzei says to the Mishmar HaNichnas, as they're coming to do the avoda, that you should be blessed with shalom. So Makom Shamul Laharech, we had said in the Mishnah that in the place where the minig is to say a long bracha, don't say a short bracha, and vice versa. So Pshita, so it's Pashat as follows. Hecha denakat kasa de chamra biyadei, you're holding a glass of wine, the ksavar de shichra, and you think that it's beer. Upasach mavarech adaiti de shichra, and therefore you say Baruch Ato Hashem, and when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you're thinking that it's beer, so you're thinking in your mind, you're going to say a bracha of shahakol, v'siyim b'dechamra, but then you realize that it's wine, and then when by the time you say Elokeinu Melech Olam, you remember to say Borei Pri HaGafen. So Yotze, you're going to be Yotze. Why? Because even though in the beginning of the bracha you had a mind to say Shahakol, Dinami, Yamamar Shahakol, Niyavid Varo Yotze, because even if you would have made the actual bracha of Shahakol on wine, it would have been okay. Why? Datnan, because we learn Al Kulam, Yamamar Shahakol, Niyavid Varo Yotze, because on any beverage, if you say Shahakol, Niyavid Varo, you are going to be Yotze. So that's not a kasha. Let's say you're actually holding a glass of beer, and you think that what you're holding is a cup of wine. So you start making the bracha when you're saying Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You're thinking that you're going to finish off Bora Priya Gafen, the Siyim B'Deshichra, but then you realize, oh, it's beer, and you make the bracha of Shaakol. So my, so what's the halacha? Basar Iker Bracha Azlinan. Do we follow the Iker Bracha? And what's the Iker Bracha? The Iker Bracha is the beginning of the Bracha. And the Iker, when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you thought you were going to make the Bracha on wine, and therefore, because when you made the Ikra Bracha, you thought wine, you're not going to be Yotze, even though you switched at the end to Shakon Yivadvaro, because the Ikra Bracha is the Bracha on wine. If you make a Bora Priya Gafen on beer, it's not a valid Bracha. Oh, Basar Chasim Azlinan. Or maybe you could say that we don't care what you had in mind when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You finished off Shakon Yivadvaro, therefore, it's a good Bracha on the beer that you're holding. So it's a kasha that the Gemara raises. It says the Gemara, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from our sugya. Shachris, Pasach, Biyotzer Ar. So let's say by Shachris, if you started the bracha with the kavana to say Yotzer Ar Uvore Choshech, and that which is the proper bracha for Shachris, V'siyim B'mariv Aravim, but for whatever reason, you got very distracted and you spaced out, and then you finished the bracha Mariv Aravim, which is the bracha in Kriya Shema, first bracha in Kriya Shema, for Mariv. So lo yotze, you're not going to be yotze. Pasuk Mariv Aravim, if you spaced out and you thought you were davening Mariv when you were davening Shachris, so you thought you started with the intention that you were going to say Mariv Aravim, the Siyim but the Yotzer Ar, but then ultimately you said the right thing, you said Yotzer Ar, then Yotzer, then you're going to be Yotzer, because you ultimately said the right thing. Arvis at Mariv, Pasach Mariv Aravim, if you started the bracha with the intent to finish Mariv Aravim, the Siyim b'Yotzer Ar, but you instead said the bracha of Yotzer Ar, lo Yotza, because the conclusion of the bracha was not correct. Pasach b'Yotzer Ar, but if you began the bracha with the intent that you were going to say Yotzer Ar, the Siyim b'Mariv Aravim, and you concluded with Mariv Aravim, Yotza, then you're going to be Yotza. So the pattern that you're seeing emerging from here is, Kolo Shel Davar, Hakol Olech Achar Achisam. What we see over here is that everything follows the conclusion of the bracha. Because we had four different cases, and in every case, as long as you concluded with the proper bracha, you are going to have been Yotze that bracha. So don't we see that Hakol Olech Achar Achisam, and therefore in the case where the guy is holding the glass of beer and thinks it's a glass of wine, even though he starts the bracha by saying, but when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he's having a mind that he's going to say a Baruch Priya Gafen. So long as he finishes off by saying Shakol Yibadvaro, it should be fine because everything goes after the Chasima. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Yosem Dekamar Baruch Yotzer Ma'oros, because it says Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'ma'oros. So in other words, so Rashi over here says, in other words, so Klomar, so if Rashi's about halfway down, so Shani Hasam, Klomar, Dilma, Psicha, Eina Klum, maybe the Psicha is worthless, Vadaktani Yotze, the reason that you're Yotze is Lafisha Chazar V'Kosim, Baruch Yotzer Ma'oros, Vayidei Chasimasa, Klomar, Diyotze, Ella. So because the Bruchas Kriya Shema has actually, the first bracha of Kriya Shema is actually a long bracha. So you start by saying Yotzer Avorei Choshech, and then right before Avaraba is when you say Yotzer HaMa'oros. So maybe because Yotzer or Yotzer HaMa'oros, you're actually coming back and saying a bracha that is the proper bracha to say. But says Rashi, Ela Shahakol Shein Chosim B'Baruch, however, by Shahakol, where there's only one Baruch Ato Hashem, you're not going to repeat the Baruch Ato Hashem. Upsichaso Adaiti Deborah Priya Gafenu, Eimed Lo Yotza. Maybe over there you're not going to be Yotze. So says the Gemara, well, honey, Chala Rav, the Amar Kol Bracha, Shein Baz Koras Hashem, Eina Bracha. That's good according to Rav, who says that as long as a Bracha has Shem Hashem, it's a Bracha. Shapir, El Rav Yochanan, Damar Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchus Eina Bracha. However, according to Rav Yochanan, who says that any bracha that doesn't have Shem and Malchus is not a bracha, then Michael Amemar, because what we say at the end is Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer HaMoros, it's not Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So the bracha that we're saying at the end is not really a bracha for the purpose of, I have a full bracha now that belongs to Shachris. So says the Gemara, no, the reason that we can't bring a raya from the Birchas Kriya Shema is as follows. Elakivan Dama Rabba Bar Ula, Kadei Lahaskar, Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Lala Biyom, Ki Kamar Bracha Malchus, Meikara Artavayu Kamar. The Birchas Kriya Shema is a totally different animal, because what we had said was there's an inyan to be masker the yom during the Laila, and there's an inyan of being masker the Laila during the yom. And therefore, it could be that in the beginning, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, you're having in mind, no, even if you blow it and you think that you're going to say something relating to the night, it's fine, because the point of the Gemara is by Birchas Kriya Shema, it's not such a terrible mix up to say the Brachas of Mariv by Shacharis. Why? You should be paying more attention to the davening for sure. But what we saw was that you do mention the night during the day and the day during the night. And so the Gemara leads, that's why maybe the Halacha by Birchas Kriya Shema is going to be different than by Birchas Hanenin. Says the Gemara now, Tashma, four lines down in the wide lines, Tashma me Seifa. So let's try to learn from the Seifa. Klolo shel davar, hakol holech achar hachisam. That everything follows the conclusion of the bracha. So klolo shel davar lasuye mai. So what is the klolo shel davar? What does that general principle come to include? Mai lav lasuye adamran. Doesn't it come to include the situation where you started the bracha, you were holding the glass of beer, but you thought it was wine, and you started with the intent to say bora pri agafen, and then you concluded shahakol, and so everything is good? Says the Gemara, lo, it's to include a different case. Lasuye nama v'tamri, a case where you got mixed up between bread and dates. So hey chedami, so what case did you get mixed up between bread and dates? Ilei madachal nama, if you already ate bread, the ksever de tamri, but it was weird tasting bread, so you thought it was dates. So de tamri achal upasach, and you started the bracha achrona adaita de tamri, thinking that you were going to make an ala eitz val priya eitz v'sayim b'nahama. And then at the end, you finished with regular Birchas HaMazon, Sahainu Bayan, so maybe that's the question. So says the Gemara, so in other words, the question is, are you Yotze, the Birchas HaMazon, or not? Latzricha, Kivin Dachal Tamri, V'Ksavar Nama. So says the Gemara, Sahainu Bayan, so says the Gemara, Lo. Latzricha could go into Achal Tamri, V'Ksavar Nama. You ate dates, you thought it was bread, so the nama achal. You ate dates and you thought it was bread. Upasach bednahama, and therefore you thought you started making the bracha korona, thinking that you were going to say berchas amazon v'siyim bedetamri, and you concluded by saying ala eitz val priya eitz yotza. In that case, you're yotze. Because even if you actually would have made a Birchas HaMazon after eating dates, you would have been Yotzei. My time of the Tamri Nami Mezen Zaini. Because dates are also Zon, they also satiate somebody, and therefore the bracha of Birchas HaMazon could have been good for the dates anyway. And therefore, even though at the beginning of the bracha, you had in mind that you were going to make, even though in the beginning of the bracha, you had in mind that you were going to say Birchas HaMazon, and then you switched to Taleitz Val Priyetz, the reason that you're Yotzei is not necessarily because HaKol Olech HaKorachisam, the reason that you're Yotzei is because even if you would have totally blown it, and you would have said the actual Birchas HaMazon, it would have been fine. Says Tosfos over here, So then we don't know what the halacha is in our case, where the guy's holding the glass of beer, thinks it's wine, starts making Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Adas of saying Shahakol, of Zbori Priya Gafen rather, and then finishes with Shahakol. We don't know what the halacha is in that case. Tosfos here, Dibri Maskel Lo, says, a perish Rav Alphas, Hashtad Lo, Efshita, Bayan, Azlina, Lakula, we could go Lakula, Kosofik, Barakos, Liz, Lahakel, Vafilu, Pasak, Bechamra, Vesiyim, Beshukra, Yatsa. So, and even if you make this mistake, you are going to be Yotze. Tosfos over here at the end says, Viksha, Rav Yaakov, Mikinun, Maikami, Boyle, Vahav, Vadai, Mitzvahs, Ain, Srichas, Kavana. The whole question is a weird question, because we're talking about, does the fact that you had kavana that you were going to say a different bracha when you began, does that blow it? Does that make the bracha invalid, even though you concluded with the appropriate bracha? I thought mitzvah saints riches kavana, and if mitzvahs don't require kavana, what difference does it make what kavana I had when I began the bracha? So says Tosfos, Vaya Omer Ari, the Ainu b'shemei atfila achorei beis haknesses v'lonus kavin latzeis. Aval eichad neneskavin levarich alayayim v'nimtza sheikhar lo mahani. Brachas einas mitzvahs einas richas kavana means that I don't need to be miskaven to do a mitzvah if I happen to be walking behind the shul and I hear them davening or I hear the shofar or something like that. I don't have to have affirmative kavana. But if I'm actually saying words, I have to be miskaven to the words that I'm saying. I have to be miskaven to say the right thing that's coming out of my mouth. And therefore, this is all a valid question in the Gemara. The question that is not resolved, but Tosfos resolves it lakula, as we saw. Okay, two dots towards the bottom of the page. Zomer Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei the Rav. Kol Shelo Amar Emes V'yatsav Shachros V'emes Muna Arvis L'yatsa Yidei Chavoso Shenemar L'agib Abokar Chastecha V'emunascha Balelos. So from here we see that we have to say that. So, and Ein Yotze Yidei Chavoso, when it says Ein Yotze Yidei Chavoso, it means that he's not Yotze Yidei Chavoso of saying Kriyashma Kitikuna. Now, obviously, he said Kriyashma, so he's Yotze for saying Kriyashma, but he didn't say Kriyashma Kitikuna because the Chazal were Mesakein that you say Emes V'yatsiv in the morning and Emes V'emuna at night. When a person's davening, when he bows, he should bend his knees and bow down by Baruch. And when he straightens up, Zokef Peshem. By the time he mentions Hashem's name, he should be standing upright. Amar Shmuel, my time at the Rav, what's the reason? Hashem Zokef Kfufim, because Hashem makes people stand upright. So when you get to Hashem's name, you should be standing upright. Because my name is humbled, and Rashi over here. So Rashi says lashon achna. So nachas is not from a lashon of nachas that you should have nachas. It's from a lashon of achna. So miksev bishmi mipnesh miksev. So Amar Leh Shmuel lechia barav bar Orion, you student of Torah, tov emelecha milsa ma'al yadamri avucha. Let me touch up this pasuk with a beautiful thing that your father used to say. Hachi amar avucha kishu korea korea b'baruch kishu zokev zokev b'shem. When you bow down, you should bow down when you say Baruch, and when you straighten up, you should straighten up when you say Hashem's name. Turning over to Yud Beis and Beis, Rav Sheshes Kikara Kara Kichizra. When he would bow down like a rod. Rashi points out he would bow down in one motion, like very swiftly. Kikazokif, and when he would rise himself up, when he would straighten himself out, Zokif Kichivra, he would rise up like a snake. And Rashi said he would first bow, he would raise his head and his neck, and then he would follow with his back. So in other words, he would bend down quickly and he would rise up slowly. Vamar Rabba Bar Chinina. The entire year, a person says Akela Kodosh and Shmona Esrei Melech Oif Sukkah Mishpat Chutz Me'Asur Yomim Shabim Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Shemispalal HaMelech Hakodosh VaMelech Hamishpat. Rav Elazar Omer Afilo Omer Akela Kodosh Yatsa. Rav Elazar says that even if you finish with Akela Kodosh, you're Yotze. Shneimer V'Yigba Hashem Tzfakos PaMishpat, because in the Nusach of the Yomim Noraim, it still says V'Yigba Hashem Tzfakos PaMishpat VaAkela Kadosh Nikdash Pitztaka, because the word Akela Kodosh is mentioned even in that bracha. So Emesa Veigba Hashem Tzfakos BaMishpat Elu Asura Yamim Shemir Rosh Hashanah VeYinam Kippurim. This is an allusion to the Asura Simei Tshuva. Yet in this pasuk V'Kamar Akela Kodosh, it still says Akela Kodosh, and therefore says Rav Elazar, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you said Akela Kodosh instead of Amelecha Kodosh. My Avi Ela, what's the halacha here? So Rav Yosef Akela Kodosh Umelecho Evsoko Mishpat. So that's where Rav Yosef says, but Rabba Omar Hamelech HaKadosh Vahamelech HaMishpat Vilchasa Kerabba. So Rabba says, like we paskin, that during the Asur Simei Tshuva, you say Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat, and if you forget, you have to be Chozer. Tosfos over here says that he first brings down the halacha that anybody who's Meshanim in Mabeash Atavu Chachamim Machzir Renoso. So if you say Akela Kodosh instead of Amelech HaKodosh, Melech Oif Sokha Mishpat instead of Amelech HaMishpat, or if you forget Zachreinu or Michamocha or any of the other insertions, you have to be Chozer. But then at the end, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that no, the only time you're Chozer is when the Gemara says you're supposed to be Chozer. And therefore, if you said Akela Kodosh instead of Amelech HaKodosh, then you have to be Chozer. But if you forget any of the other insertions, the Shmon Esrei for that Asaras Yemei Tshuva, then you do not have to be Chozer, and that's the way we paskin, of course. Says the Gemara Vayter for two dots. V'yomer Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei the Rav. Kol she'efshar lo levakesh rachem al chaver veinam avakesh. Anybody who's able to seek mercy on his friend and doesn't do so, Nikrachote is called the sinner. Shenemar gamanuki chalilili mechatol Hashem mechdolis palel batchem. That he calls himself a sinner because he failed to daven on on his behalf, on his friend's behalf. Amar Rava im Talmud Chachamu. If the person who needs a Yeshua is a Talmud Chacham, tzara sheyachla atzmo lov, then you actually have to make yourself sick davening for your friend. My time, what's the reason? Ilem mishum dechsev vein chole michem alai vegola es ozni dilma melech shani. Maybe that's only for a king. Elo meyacha vani bechalosam levushi. Because over here we see that David HaMelech, David HaMelech prayed for Doeg and Achitofel, who were Tamidei Chachamim, and he basically said, "Vani b'chalosam, I'm making myself sick," and that's a raya that you have to make yourself sick when you are davening for a friend. Says the Gemara of Aitir, now two dots. V'yamar Rav Chinen Asaba Mishmei Derav Kolosa Devar Avera Mizbayshe Umizbayish Bo. Anybody who does a Devar Avera and is embarrassed, Mochlin La Kolavanosa. He's forgiven for all of his sins. Shenemar Lamantizkri Yevoshes V'lo Yilecha Od Pischon Peh Bebnei Chomosecha. There will not be any sort of judgment against you. There will not be any argument against you because of your humiliation. Bechipri Lecha Lechal Asher Asisa Nom Hashem. And here it's explicit because Hashem says, "I will forgive you for everything that you have done." Says the Gemara, Dilma Tzibur Shani. Maybe it's different if the Tzibur sins and then does tshuva. Elam Yacha. So here we're going to bring a pasuk dealing with a Yachid. Vayomer Shmuel El Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, "Lama hirgastani la lososi? Why did you disturb me?" Vayomer Shaul, "Tsar li ma'od uplishtim nechlamti bi vashem sor me'alai v'lo aneni od gam b'yad anaviyim gan b'chalomos ve'ekra l'chal lo'odiyeni ma'ese v'ilu urim v'tumim lo kamar." He didn't mention the urim v'tumim v'mnei dekata l'novir kohanim because he killed novir kohanim. So here Shaul did a tremendous avera because he killed out an entire city of kohanim. U'minayin de'achilulei, but how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him? U'minayin de'achilulei min Shemaya. Shenemar u'machar ato banecha imi. Says Shmuel to Shaul, "Tomorrow you and your children will be with me." V'yam Rav Yochanan imi b'mechitzasi. In other words, with me in the same chevra, because you're going to be forgiven. V'rabbanan amri me'achan. The Rabbanan say from here, v'huk an and hang them l'Hashem b'givah Shaul b'chir Hashem, the choice one, the chosen one of Hashem. Yetzah baskol v'yamra b'chir Hashem. So again, we see that that he was forgiven because he was humiliated. He felt some humility and some embarrassment from his sins. Amar Avavo ben Zutrasi, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida, Bikshu Lekvoa Parshas Balak b'Kriyashma. They wanted to be Kaveya Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. Umimnei Ma Lo Kavua. Why weren't they Kaveya Parshas Balak in Kriyashma? Mishum Tareach Tzibur. Because if you've ever listened when the Balkorei is laning Parshas Balak, it's very long. And that's why they didn't, that's why they weren't misakin it in Tfila. So says the Gemara, my time, well, let's back up. Why would they have thought to be misakein Parshas Balak in Kriyashma? So ilam emishum dechsev kel motziyam mimitzrayim. If it's because one of the things that Bilam says is kel motziyam mimitzrayim, so lema Parshas Ribis, Parshas Mishkalos, dechsev beYitzias Mitzrayim. There are plenty of places in Chumash where we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at sort of random places, like the Parsha of Ribis and the Parsha of having proper weights and measures. So maybe we should say one of those Parshios. Elam Rav Yosi bar Avi mishum dechsev beHaikra, because it says the following pasuk. Kara shachev kari uchlavi mi yikimenu, because it says that pasuk. And kara shachev, Rashi points out, is like uchari mi yikimenu, is like the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'shachbecha uvekumecha. So says the Gemara, Vilema Hai Psuka Vesulo. So that's actually a good thought. So maybe we should say Parshas Balak because it says Kara Shachav Kari Uchlavimi Kemenu. So why don't we just say that Pasuk? Who says you have to read the whole Parsha of Balak? So Gemiri, because we have a tradition called Parsha, the Piska Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinan, the Lo Piska Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinan, because any parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu was posek, that he divided into a separate parsha, we have license to divide into a separate parsha. Any parsha that he didn't divide into a separate parsha, we have no such similar license. And therefore, since Parshas Balak is an entirety, we have no license to take only one pasuk from that parsha and say it in our tefillah. So Parsha Tzitzis v'nei makavua. Why were they kaveya Parsha Tzitzis in Kriyashma, the last parsha? So Amarav Yehuda bar Chaviva mibnei she'esh ba chamisha dvarim. Because there are five things, and keep count. Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim is two, Ol Mitzvahs is three, Das Minim is four, Hiraveira is five, Viravo Dezara is six. So that's weird. It just said that there are five things, and now we count six things. So there were two answers. Some say that Hira Avodah Zarah and Hira Minos are actually the same. Are actually the same thing. Das Minim and Hira Avodah Zarah is the same thing. Others say. No, the Gemara understood that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned. The question was, why do we mention Dafka this Parsha? And the answer is there are five things besides Yetzias Mitzrayim that are mentioned in the Parsha. So that's why we mention Parsha Tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Anitlas Mefarshan. I understand the following three are Mefurish. O mitzvah tzichziv, risa moso eskartem, is called mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis tzichziv, vasulam tzitzis. You see, it's mitzvahim tzichziv asherot tzitzis. But how do we see these other three things in the parsha of tzitzis? Eladas minim hira vera vera vodazara minolan. The tanya, achrei levavchem zum minas. Achrei of following your heart, that's an allusion to minas. The chenu omer, omer naval. Belibo ein Elokim, that the degraded one said is in his heart, there is no God. Achrei nechem zehra avera, that's a reference to avera. Shnemar vayomar shimshon al aviv osa kachli ki yishara be'enai. And atem zonim zehra avodah zarah, the reference to znus, zonim is avodah zarah. V'cheinu omer vayiznu achrei abalim, when reference to the baal, which is an avodah zarah, it said vayiznu la'achrei. Vayiznu achrei abalim. There is a Tosfos over here. So the last Tosfos on the page says Isa b'Yerushalmi dosan gimel parsha shadikna b'kriyash malafisha ben aseres adibros v'ayim b'betzimta kol. There is Yerushalmi that actually ties the three parshias of Kriyashma and from various psukim in Kriyashma finds references to all 10 of the Aseres HaDibros, which is another beautiful reason why every day, we had said previously, we can't say the Aseres HaDibros explicitly because of Terumah Samina, but the Yerushalmi says we do find references in the three parashas of Kriyashma to all of the principles that are in the Aseres HaDibros. So we're saying like Me'ein Aseres HaDibros each and every day. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah tomorrow morning, God willing. Oh.